Oh, this is 2SER Breakfast. Common minke whales have been heavily hunted and remained a target of commercial whalers. And in recent times, there have been growing numbers of unexplained minke whale mortalities, including mass strandings. Thankfully, over at the University of Sydney, a 22-year-old student has developed a software that uses machine learning and recognition to recognise the sounds and songs of minke whales. Oscar Moa, joining us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, Oscar, how are you going?
Good, thanks, Danny. How are you?
Very well, thank you. This is really, really amazing stuff. Was whales an interest of yours before taking on the project?
100%. Growing up in Queensland near North Stradbroke Island, which is a huge, major male migration highway. So it's something that I've been doing since I can remember, has been watching these whales migrate. So yeah, it's a cause that's very deeply close to my heart.
So can you explain to sort of what your project is and what it does?
So the idea is actually very simple. Whales sing, as we all know, and we're just trying to listen. Using machine learning, we have created a system that can detect minke whale songs from acoustic data. So essentially, there are thousands of underwater microphones called hydrophones that are scattered along major coastlines all around the world that constantly sit and listen to ocean sounds. So what this model does is essentially analyze the data in real time and alerts us when there's a minke whale within the vicinity.
Okay, then. And so what you've done is you've got an AI, you've played at heaps of these underwater sounds, and you've trained it to identify when it's the minke whales.
Yeah, correct. So NOAA, an association in North America, have a public database of thousands of hours of minke whale songs. And that's essentially what we've used to train this model. We've given it thousands and thousands of recordings. And it's now tuned in very, very accurately to just listen to minke whales.
And minke whales are something that need to be looked after because their species is under threat.
So minke whales are now one of the last commercially hunted whales. In the past, they're very their nature is very elusive, and they're actually quite small. So in the past, they've been typically neglected by whalers. But obviously, in the drop of blue whale and humpback and all the other great whale species, they're now a key target for commercial whalers. Also, on top of the increasing human activity in the ocean, a lot more ocean noise is sort of disrupting whale migrations and is disorientating them. There's obviously a huge rise in shipping lanes and shipping vessels all throughout the ocean. And obviously the underwater drilling now as well is really disrupting sort of the natural ocean sounds, which is what's sort of disorientating a lot of these whale species.
Okay, so the species is under threat, the minke whale is under threat. You have been able to create this digital technology that is able to pick up their sounds and their songs. From those sounds, are you able to sort of determine if they are in distress and need assistance?
Not entirely. So the whole goal of it is to just over a few years sort of monitor to see if we see an increase or decrease in instances of minke whales, which is what's been happening in the Antarctic at the moment as well, with blue whales. And it's how they've noticed that there's also almost a steady increase in blue whales is that they've been manually listening to hydrophone recordings in Antarctica, and they've noticed that there's actually a moderate increase in blue whales, which is how we know that that population is slightly increasing at the moment. So very similar idea here with minke whales. Yeah, we can definitely listen over a period of time and we see whether recordings will increase and decrease. And that gives us a small sample size of how the population is going as a whole. The second most practical application is also using these recordings to essentially locate where minke whales go throughout the year. So we don't actually know their migration route.
Yeah.
And what we can do is we can use this data and this model to essentially map out the migration route so that we know the areas, the critical areas and habitats that need to be protected at certain times of the year. So from that, we can reduce shipping lanes, which would mitigate ship strikes, essentially to reduce human activity in the area, obviously not set up massive underwater drilling sites near critical migration zones, idea.
This is amazing stuff. I'll put links up to your research on the 2SER website. Where to next for you?
I would love to sort of start extending this project outside of just minke whales, start adapting it to other types of whales, and sort of start implementing this live and on edge on actual hydrophones, so we can sort of get all this real live data.
What do you do with sort of other species, other underwater species that you're trying to monitor?
So fun fact, almost every animal marine species in the ocean has a very unique sound signature, except for great white sharks. which is why they're such an apex
All
predator.
right. They make no sound at all. When you hear them, it's too late.
Well, too late by the time you hear it. So even just the way that fish sort of take oxygen into their gills and water into the gills, it's a unique sound signature. Obviously, it's significantly harder to locate that, considering that they don't make as much sounds as when a whale actually sings.
Yeah.
So all of these different animals make all of these unique sound signatures. So the data, these models can be applied across all different species, just with a few minor tunes.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you think with the great white sharks is, do you think maybe they actually talk like Jason Statham and maybe one day you'll catch them because they think you're not listening?
I mean, there's only one way to find out. We'll have to see.
That's it. The research must continue. Oscar Moa, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.